The State of Law Coalition includes Sunni Muslims, Kurds, and Christians, people who have had little voice in Iraqi national politics since the 2003 U.S.-led invasion. Announcing the formation of the broader group Thursday in Baghdad, Mr. al-Maliki said it represents an historic point in the establishment of a new Iraqi state. The coalition of 40 parties includes some of the Shiite prime minister's key allies, including oil minister Hussein al-Sharistani, as well as influential Sunni tribal leaders. The Shiite prime minister is also stressing the secular nature of the grouping in a bid to court voters weary of years of sectarian violence. Ryder Visser is an academic specializing in Iraq with the Norwegian Institute of International Affairs.
The overwhelming tendency in Iraqi politics for the past 2 years at the popular level has been towards non-sectarianism, towards less emphasis on sectarian identity, but the political parties have been lagging behind in a way.
The broadened State of Law Coalition will go up against the leading Shiite bloc, the Supreme Islamic Iraqi Council, former allies of Mr. al-Maliki, who have the backing of conservative Shiite Iran. The issue of foreign influence is, of course, high on the list of voter concerns after more than 6 years of the U.S. presence. Ryder Visser says Mr. al-Maliki may have successfully negotiated that problem.
Maliki is seen as someone who is moving toward a more independent relationship, a more equal relationship, someone who has certainly moved Iraq towards a more independent position as far as the American influence is concerned.
Voting for a new parliament is set for January, the first general election since 2005. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.